No, but I've been traveling a lot. And where have I been? Interesting places. I was in Australia. That was interesting. Anyone here ever been to Australia? One squeaking human over here. Some marsupial of some kind. Australia is really interesting. I didn't know anything about it, but dig this. First of all, it's as big as the United States is geographically. Seriously, as big as the U.S. Picture that. With as few people living there as are in this room right now. A lot of leg room down under. Apartments, $1 a month. 2,000 acre den. Picture that. Would hate the vacuum, but fuck, think of the parties. But anyway, the Australians, I found out, this is interesting, were the criminal class of Great Britain, and the Brits, in order to punish them, sent them to Australia, their own prehistoric, Eden-like island continent. Bummer. Well, you don't want to get on the wrong side of the Brits. They'll fuck you good, Jack. What do you want about the crime rate really soared in Great Britain when people figured out where they were going to be sent to, you know? Let me get this straight. You keep the shitty weather and the shitty food, and we get the Great Barrier Reef and lobsters the size of canoes. I'm Jack the Ripper. No, I'm Jack the Ripper. I'm Jack the Ripper. I'm Jack the Ripper. We're all Jack the fucking Ripper. Where's the boat? That's me going over the horizon. It is down under. But you just see two Australians surfing the Great Barrier Reef. What were you, mate? I was a murderer. I was a thief. All right, hoping not parole. There are dick jokes on the way, ladies and gentlemen. Please relax. Feeling a little tension in the room here. He hadn't told any dick jokes. Doesn't he know he's in America? Doesn't he know about our puritanical self-hatred of our own body and its desires? The only way we can find relief is through the medium of penis material? Yeah, I'm totally aware of where I am. Don't worry. The dick jokes are on their way. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I editorialize for 40 minutes. The last 10 minutes, we pull our chutes and float down to Dick Joke Island together. Okay? And we will rest our weary heads against the big, thick-veined trunks of dick jokes while we sit in our big, cushiony, beanbag scrotum chairs and giggle away the dawn like any good American comedy club audience.
I went to a dance club the other night, very much against my will. I wasn't driving. There you are, stuck. And I go to dance clubs, you know, about once a year, just to justify the other 364 days of the year I spend in my apartment going, God, what idiots. And it takes about one day to fill my hump. I'm like a camel. I go to the dance club, fill my hump with hate. I can go about a year, then the hump starts to go down. I go back to the dance club, fill my hump of hate, and I'm off again. I'm the hate camel, don't you see how that is? What am I doing here, you know? Anyway, this girl asked me to dance, which really cracked me up. Would you like to dance? And I was like, oh, you read my fucking mind, you know? That's why I'm leaning in the darkest corner closest to the exit, you know? I'm about to boogie. I'm about to cut a rug. But it's so weird. Women have this weird myth. You can tell the way a guy is in bed by how he is on a dance floor. I think that's ludicrous, man. And what does it matter anyway? You know what I mean? If a guy's on a dance floor really getting into it and enjoying himself and expressing himself, what does it matter how he is in bed? He's gay. Real men don't dance. They sit, sweat, and curse. Speaking of homosexuality, something has come to my attention that has shocked even me. Now, I consider myself a very open-minded